You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. This is the Carnegie Endowment. Judy is in Berlin, and she asks the question of her colleagues, are Europeans ready to pay the price for Ukraine's sovereignty? The variety of responses are very sober, and I go immediately to the front lines. This is an informant from Estonia and an informant from Lithuania in two instances. Vilnius, yes. The question is, the answer is, yes, they're ready to pay the price, but this is a question of long-term paying of the price. Putin, and this is the Estonia correspondent, Kristi Raik, Putin has imperial goals that will not be satisfied. The price will get higher and higher. And I believe your informant is inferring not only that inflation will get worse, shortages will set upon you, the prices will rise, and there'll be limitations on growth until the matter is solved. Is that the way to understand the price will get higher, Judy?
The price will get higher in the short term in terms of inflation. Shortages. This is the European continent is very weak. In the long term, it'll be a terribly dangerous price if we actually don't understand why it's important to protect and save Ukraine's sovereignty and independence. If Ukraine is defeated, European security will be totally endangered. Ukraine is, in fact, fighting for European stability and security. And somehow this is not getting through to some of the political elites across Europe. The Baltic states, you quote Kristi Raik, the Estonia understands this, Lithuania, Latvia, Poland, and other countries in this part of Europe. But the price is going to be extremely high if Russia is not stopped.
To Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, which is not only right on the front lines, but already has traded blows over the weaponizing of immigrants cynically by Belarus last summer, probably a test case to what will Europe do if we attack. The question here is answered by Linus Kojala. The European people's rights will bear the cost, but you need leadership. Is it in place, Judy?
No. The leadership is not in place. President Macron is trying to get re-elected. Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany doesn't say much. He speaks about his turnaround in his policies. But in terms of actually understanding the security implications for Ukraine, I still don't think it's been completely integrated into the whole political mindset here in Berlin. Although, as I said, younger people do understand what's happening. The leadership is lacking. Boris Johnson splutters back and forth, is saying he's going to supply weapons and so on. But it's got to be a coherent leadership that explains to the public why this is a price worth paying for protecting and saving Ukraine's independence and sovereignty. That has not been explained to the publics.
We go to Barcelona, which is very far from the Russian front line. And your correspondent argues that we must take into account the fragility of the EU and that the cost of living will threaten that unanimity that we see now. Is the EU knitted together in a fashion where it can have disputes and stay together? Or is this, are we at the edge of people storming out of the room?
We're not at that stage of people storming out of the room. You must remember that during the height of the COVID pandemic, there was enormous aid packages unemployment assistance given to so many millions of people. Why can't this be done again to subsidize prices, which the colleague in Barcelona mentions? The poor will suffer disproportionately, but there must be safety valves for these people. If not, what she doesn't really pursue is that populists could easily capitalize on the weaknesses and these kind of inequalities. But governments must realize that the more vulnerable have to be protected. And the middle class, well, this is the comfort zone that they have to actually say it's worth defending in terms of the price we have to pay, even if it's 10 or 20 euros extra a month for water, electricity. Just put it into perspective of what's happening in Ukraine.
Carolyn de Gruyter, European Affairs Correspondent for NRC Handelsblad, has a very wise remark about a federalism system where citizens feel very far from the center. And because you have many languages and many traditions, that is exacerbated. I know how hard it is for the United States, and we all sort of speak the same language. So do we need an education process in different countries? Is that underway?
You need a democratic education process of where the citizen's voice has a worth and a value, where the leaders don't remain in bubbles, whether it's in Brussels or the other capitals of Europe. Where both leaders and citizens must together, along with schools and universities and workplaces and hospitals and clinics and trade unions, talk to each other and listen to each other about the kind of vulnerabilities we will face given what Russia is doing with Ukraine. Because Russia will not stop with Ukraine. And this must be explained to the citizens of Europe, that these are values that we have to defend: democracy, decency, listening, dialogue, and the whole aspect of understanding what is at stake. And this, to get back to my original point, leaders are not explaining this as if they are afraid, on the one hand, and if they are afraid of Russia as well.
Back to the front line, Maria Domanska, this is from Warsaw, Senior Fellow, Center for Eastern Studies. The worst conflict since 1945, she asks the questions that are very uncomfortable. Do you think you'll fall victim to Russia's aggression? In other words, there's a possibility here that only the East senses that Russia is a threat. Mm-hmm. Is that true, Judy? Are you safe in Berlin? Yeah. Is the assumption they won't get there?
This is a really important question. Ever since these Eastern and Central Europe and the Baltic states joined the European Union in 2004, there was always differences between the old Western Europeans and the new Eastern European members of the EU. And there was an ignorance, there was a resentment, and especially in Germany and other West European states, there was this feeling, oh, these Central Europeans and Baltic states, they have this obsession with Russia, and they should just forget it. The war is over, you know, this part of history is over, and just get back into this bigger European comfort zone. And the Baltics never gave up, neither did Poland. They kept saying, no, we cannot take what's happening in Russia for granted. We must listen to what Putin is doing, how he is acting. And they were never listened to, never. And now they are vindicated, but still there's hesitation about how to deal fully with Russia, particularly when it comes to energy.
I always come
and there's a big difference also on how to deal with as you call it, the lands between Armenia and Ukraine and Moldova and Georgia and Belarus. These are our neighbors. We cannot allow them. We can't allow their sovereignty, independence to be actually destroyed by Imperial Russia. And this is what is happening right now.
Judy, we just have 30 seconds. Have the revelations of the atrocities, have they made the audience much keener on this subject than, say, 2 weeks ago when we assumed it was a frozen conflict?
Yes, it has. It has been shocking, and there are even worse scenes in other parts of Ukraine. But it's this may be the turning point for consciousness.
Judy Dempsey, Strategic Europe Editor-in-Chief, Carnegie Endowment. She's in Berlin. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.